Well, Mr. Filion was convicted in 1972 of a homicide that took place in Ottawa in 1967. The essence of his wrongful conviction claim to the minister is that as long ago as days after the homicide in 1967 and 5 years before Mr. Filion was arrested and convicted of the crime, the police verified that he had been about 220 kilometers from the scene of the crime at the time it happened, and had prepared, the investigating officer had prepared a report to this effect. That report was not disclosed to his counsel in 1972, so his counsel defended Mr. Filion on a trial, oblivious of the fact that his client had been far from the scene of the crime, as verified by the police some 5 years earlier. The other significant, particularly significant piece of evidence is that there were four people, by 1972, there were four witnesses who claimed that they saw Mr. Filion in Ottawa hours after the murder in his car in the vicinity of the murder. It turns out, unbeknownst to the defense in 1972, that when those four witnesses were interviewed in 1967, they had all then told the police that the last time they had seen Romeo was the night before the murder, and they did not see him the following day, and they were people who, if he had remained in Ottawa, would have seen him the following day. So their evidence got shifted forward 24 hours, so that in 1972, as far as the jury was concerned, and indeed as far as Romeo's counsel was concerned, Romeo was in Ottawa at the time of and after the murder. In reality, he wasn't.
Is the biggest hurdle the fact that he confessed at one point? Is that...
Well, that's what got him convicted in the first... what got him charged and convicted in the first place. In my view, there really is no hurdle left to establishing... Romeo's innocence, except the formalistic hurdles of getting through the minister and getting through whatever remedy the minister provides him.
James, the police officer who wrote that still says that he thinks Mr. Filion is guilty, that he didn't really fill out that report or fill it out. He hadn't checked it out yet. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the report says he had just checked it out. That's why he wrote the report. So it's all a bit silly. Detective McCombie really had no credibility before he started talking to the press in the last couple of years, and whatever credibility he may have had, he just continually undermines it as the days go by. I mean, his positions now are frankly absurd.
Where do things stand now legally? What has to happen now?
I don't know what that's from.
Well, we filed the application on May 14th of this year. With the minister. It's about 450 pages in length, our application. So it took a long time to draft. The minister has assigned a representative from the Nova Scotia Law Reform Commission, Mr. John Briggs, to investigate the case on his behalf. I met with him around May 20th. We spent several hours together discussing the case, and we will stay in contact. Essentially, his job is to review what we've written, do his own investigation if he thinks there's anything left to be done. I'm not sure there is a whole lot left to be done, frankly. And then ultimately make his report to the minister. Having taken 18 months to write the thing, I don't think we can really push him too hard. It seems to me it's going to take him a good year to be able to give advice to the minister. So we don't expect a decision from the minister for a year. The minister's powers are really twofold, either to order a new trial or refer Romeo Filion's case back to the Ontario Court of Appeal. We will be pushing for him to bypass the courts and simply order a new trial, but the case is so strong that it's quite unnecessary to go back through the Ontario Court of Appeal. It would just be a time-consuming, money-consuming process that's unnecessary. But that ultimately rests within the minister's discretion.
Thank you.
It's exactly the same procedure as Stephen Truscott's presently going through.
How will Mr. Fillion be recompensed for 31 years?
Well, I don't think I want to answer that, simply because I've never... Romeo's never raised the issue with me, and I've never discussed it with him, so it's sort of something I should probably talk to him about first, if he ever approaches me about it. But it's really putting the cart before the horse. The first thing we've got to do is have him exonerated, and have it made clear to the province, the nation, that he didn't commit the crime that he spent all his time in jail for.
In a public inquiry.
And a public inquiry maybe as well, yes.